quickly, I just want to get into this. Colm McInerney and Enniscorthy, you want to say something about the Gardaí quickly. Thanks, Colm.
Joe, how are you doing? Yes, very good, Joe, and thanks for taking the call. Now, I'd just like to compliment the Gardaí that stood on duty in Fingless last Thursday.
Oh, this video again, yeah.
Absolutely. They were doing their job and did it exceptionally well, protecting our president, our first citizen, Michael D.
Okay, well, tell people who didn't see the video, because that part of what we can't play, we've been talking about it since Tuesday, but that part of what we can't play, because it's just too rude. Would you try and give a glimpse of the abuse that was aimed at the Gardaí?
Well, there was a lot of guards on duty, and they were protecting our first citizens, as I say, and they showed resilience, they showed patience, and true professionalism, I might add, in dealing with such vile and disgusting, behaviour of a few, I might add.
Saying it was aimed at the Gardaí?
Well, yes, and it was organised, I'm sure it was organised. Okay. There was one particular guy there who was leading, or seemed to be in charge of a few of the mob. Not all, I'm not going to call them all a mob, but it was just disgusting and vile behaviour. And it didn't augur, and they don't represent the rest of the decent people of Ireland. I just want to get that point across.
Okay.
And they did their cause absolutely no good at all. And I hope it's shown in the next demonstration that people aren't going to it and support them.
But you're saying in this case, your point is that you felt the Gardaí were super.
Without a doubt, because I think it's been shown and proven that you see the same faces when you look up these YouTube videos or whatever. You see the same faces, and they're moving around Dublin, well organised in that regard, and all they do is go out and make a show of themselves. As I say, they're not representing me, and they're not representing the decent people of Ireland.
Okay, that's Colm McInerney and Enniscorthy. Good remark at 51551. Yo,
Duffy! Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Brian Flood also contacted us in Dublin about the treatment you say meted out to Gardaí. Go ahead, Brian.
Yes, Joe. I was totally appalled by the treatment of the Gardaí. I mean, is it not reasonable to ask people to move back if requested by a Garda? And is it not reasonable to disperse when asked by a Gardaí? I just thought it was dreadful.
And what did the Gardaí have to?
Well, it was constant in your face verbal abuse. Now, if I was 40 years younger and a young guard, I'd have started singing the song "Let's Get Physical," because honestly, I thought it was just how the hell they're. Patience, I just don't know. It was appalling now. And, you know, I'd appeal, Joe, to the peaceful people that are going on the protest on Saturday. Maybe for one or two of them to hold up banners saying that no abuse of our Gardaí, not in our name. It's just dreadful. Now, it to me looked like rent-a-mob.
Okay, but you also see in your communication here, you make the point that it's been a difficult week for Gardaí. Two Gardaí were at that scene in Temple Oak, Spawell, where a man had kidnapped a woman who was very seriously injured. And the man, unfortunately and tragically for him and his family, he went outside, had a gun. The two Gardaí went out after him, which was a very brave thing to do.
That's right.
And the man, unfortunately, died by suicide.
Indeed.
His own gun.
A dreadful thing.
And then we have the guard in New Orleans. I know it's not directly connected, but he was shot in the U.S.
That's right.
I know that, but just he's a guard.
But can you imagine, Joe, what our Gardaí have to cope with at weekends? When there's drink involved.
So you're saying, would anyone carry a banner for the demos on Saturday saying, hands off our Gardaí?
Yeah, no abuse of our Gardaí.
Okay.
Not in our name.
Okay, point.
And I tell you, I'm one, Joe, of the 73% that totally disagreed with the treatment of our president.
This was yesterday in the telly poll, which asked, Is President Michael D. Higgins a legitimate target for protests over the water charges?
Indeed. And as I said in the email, Joe, I'm not in favour of the way Irish water have been handled.
Okay.
On a quick note on your previous subject, Joe,
yeah.
I had a former employee, a mature lady called Maura. And on my phone for the last 3 or 4 months, Maura is inviting me to play Candy Crush.
Good luck.
And I wondered, what the hell is this all about? No, I've never done nothing about it because I know Maura would not be involved in gaming.
You're grand. Steer clear of Candy Crush for the time being. Okay, Brian. Good luck.
Okay,
go
bye.
Back to Tetris. 51551. Thanks, Brian.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.